Hi everyone, welcome to Stump the Guru podcast with your host, Ari Galpa, the world's number one authority on trust-based selling and the creator of Unlock the Game. This monthly podcast will bring you guests from virtually every industry, unrehearsed, to try and stump Ari with their most difficult sales challenges. This podcast is for business owners, financial advisors, entrepreneurs, and sales executives. The guests in this show have only one goal in mind, to stump Ari. And Ari has one goal in mind, to overturn the notion of selling as we know it today by building trust between buyers and sellers.
Hello and welcome to Stump the Guru. We are back again for another Q&A session, Stump the Guru process. My name is Ari Galper. I specialize in trust-based selling. How to build trust with people in your sales process, compressing it to ultimately one conversation to build deep trust with people in a way that never has been done before. And I'm glad you're here. This is our live show we have once a month. People from all over the world come in to ask questions. And this is your chance to bring your toughest sales challenge you have right now, objections, chasing somebody, email not working, anything right now is broken in your sales process. You can bring here live on this call. If you want to ask me the question live, just go to stumptheguru.com. Click on that link, go into that website. It'll take you right to the green room. And Steve will talk to you on the background and get you in line to ask me a question. So again, this is a Stump the Guru show. And feel free to jump on and ask me a live question. Again, go to stumptheguru.com. The theme for today, I try and pick one once a month, is this idea of how to deal with objections. Typically, when we hear objections, our response has always been a fight or flight response. Either we overcome the objection or we passively move back away from it. And what the problem with that is, if you try to overcome it with someone, if they're telling you something is true, you break trust with them. So our unique approach to handling objections is not to overcome them. Instead, the goal is to diffuse them, to bring the walls down between you and them, to open up the conversation again, to re-engage, to preserve the relationship during the sales process. So there's languaging for that you can use that we can talk about today if anyone on this call has an objection that you're hearing a lot of. And you'll notice that the way we handle things is based on what we call trust-based languaging, words and phrases to use that diffuse the tension, that don't put you in a sales position with someone and lowers resistance along the way. So that's kind of the theme of today, but happy to take any questions at all out there in the audience around your sales process and challenge that you have. So welcome to Stump the Guru. We'll get the show going. And Steve, who do we have waiting to jump on in?
All righty. Now, one other thing to mention, and I don't know if we mentioned it yet, but for everybody that's out there that likes to listen to the show as well, the podcast of the show edition is now going to be released every week. So we've got new episodes coming out all the time. And for people who've enjoyed watching this and participating in it, you could also now put it on your phone and listen to it while you're taking a run, bike, whatever you're up to. You know, I walk my dog and listen.
That's right. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. These recordings are now at podcast. So if you can't be here live, then yes, for sure. Thanks for reminding me about that.
Yeah, so it's good. People need to know. So first up today, we have Martin Schuster. I'm going to bring Martin in. Hey, Martin, how are you today? If you could let everybody know a little bit about you, who you are, what your business is, and bring yourself into the audience, that would be great.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. I work in the immunology field. So we provide solutions for immune monitoring, and was recently at a trade show up in Canada and was presenting out of my booth, showing our solution. And I do have a question about that.
Sure.
So whenever I can ask that question, that would be great.
That's fine. Feel free.
Okay. Yeah. So I was, you know, talking to some to a person that introduced herself, and she said that, you know, she was using one of my competitor products. And I said, oh, that's great. And then she asked, well, tell me how you're different to your competitor. And I said, well, you know, I don't know too much about the competitor, really. She started seeming a little bit annoyed, and I said, well, are you happy with what you're currently using, and tell me a little bit more, how long have you had it? And she said that yes, she's happy, you know, we've had it for very recently. And I said, okay, well, you know, based on the, we had a few more exchanges, and then I said, based on the information, it seems like we're not a good fit, with a smile on my face. And she kind of, you know, seemed to not like that and just, you know, kind of walked away from me. So I was a little bit left out in the open. So, yeah.
Well, here's what you do when someone tries to compare you to somebody else. What you do is you redirect the question away from the solution options to their problem. So when she says to you, how are you different than everybody else? What you want to say is, it might be helpful if you wouldn't mind walking me through what the specific issues are and problems that you're trying to solve. And I can tell you if we're a fit with you or not. So it's less about you being compared to somebody else.
Oh, okay.
And more about the problems that they solve. I have people that even talk to me and say, Ari, how are you different than everyone else out there who teaches sales?
Okay.
And my response always is, well, walk me through what your challenge is right now.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know if I can help you or not. And then they immediately switch to talking about themselves. And then now we're off the conversation of how are you different?
Okay. That makes sense. Got
awesome.
It.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bart. Come on back again if you like. No problem.
Okay.
Take care. All right, welcome to Stump the Guru. We're live right now, global. If you have any questions you want to ask me live right now, just jump on your computer, click on Stump, go to stumptheguru.com. Have your camera ready to go, your audio, and you can jump on in to ask me a live question. Anything you have right now that's holding you back in your sales process, if you'd like to jump on for a live private consultation, go to unlockthegame.com/ free consult. As Steve mentioned, these show recordings are now in our new podcast called Stump the Guru. You can get at your favorite podcast location, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get podcasts, you can download and listen to the previous shows. So, Steve, who do we have next in the wing? In the wings here?
All righty. Up next, we've got Bob Donovan. I'm going to bring Bob in right now. And glorious palm trees in the background. Hey, Bob, hey. How are you?
If how you doing, guys?
Tell everybody about yourself and then your question for Ari. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Bob. How you doing? I'm down here in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm on the board of directors of an outfit called Mayors Feed the Hungry, and we cover two different counties, Manatee and Sarasota. Our challenge is a little bit different than other people's. Other people have a product to sell or a service to sell. We don't. We go and beg for money, which is not a good look. We pick up food and donations and things like that that we facilitate with about 33 different food banks. So we're looking to increase sponsorship, donations, like every other not-for-profit. And what we're running into a fair amount is we have a big 800-pound gorilla as a charity that's tied in with Feed America and all that sort of thing. And we're a relatively small boutique charity. So we hear things like, well, I already gave money to the big mega outfit. And the donors, from what I can tell, they want to know that their money is going to have an impact. And it's going to reach lots of people, and they're going to have a big reach. And with 35 outfits, it's a little bit of a challenge to say, well, yeah, but we're a boutique, and we don't spend a lot of money. We're all volunteers. So we don't have the big building and all that other kind of expense. So
challenge. So I think the real key for you, Bob, are you the one doing the outreach yourself?
Pretty much, yes, sir. Because I had the opportunity and privilege a number of years ago to take this sales course called Unlock the Sales Game or something like that. I seem to recall when I was working. Yeah, it's excellent.
Good.
Well, now I'm trying to apply it here after retiring.
Well, let's grab some nuggets from the past. I think one thing for you would always going to be, obviously, the classic, which is, would you be open? Right. So if you talk to a donor, I'd say, would you be open to considering allocating some of your donation funding to a group of us who are volunteers who make typically a huge difference with people? And in this case, Your dollars will not be going towards overhead, which typically happens with the large organizations that you're probably used to. Our organization is volunteer only. The majority of the dollars that you would be providing would go directly to people who are hungry and need the food to survive. Would you be open to that?
Okay, excellent. Excellent.
So really, I think for Bob, it's about you presenting a proposition they cannot refuse. Unless they're just heartless, you know. But I think by using the languaging again, would you be open? And you saying you're volunteers, but your impact is typically twice as high as typical organizations, yet you have half the overhead, so more of the dollar can make a difference for people. That's really a frame that's hard to refuse for somebody who's used to donating money. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, yes.
What would they say back to you as an objection to that, would you typically might hear, for instance?
You do great work, but I'm really not ready to do it at this time. You know, the usual. I've got to run it by the executive director or the board, okay. And I'll get back to you.
So when you hear that, any objection like that, the response is always going to be this. It is, that's not a problem. That's fine. Not a problem at all. The first thing you diffuse, you right. bring it down. Then you might say, would you be open to just starting with a very small donation that would make an impact to one person in their lives? And I can simply document to you how that goes. And if that goes well, you can bring that to your board. That way you have a story to tell. Would that be okay? Would you be open to that?
As they say in the street, you demand.
Okay, Bob. It's great to see you again. Come on back again, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Ari.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, welcome back to Stump the Guru. We have an interesting variety of questions today, from a nonprofit to a trade show moment. And I'm sure you all watching, listening, also have moments, sales moments, when you're wondering what to do, what could you have said better? You missed something. You're chasing someone that's not converting. Big pipeline, low conversion. What's the gap? Here's where you jump on, ask a question, and get your answer for you. So welcome back. If you want to jump on in, ask me a question, go to stumptheguru.com, and we'll catch you live right now. And Steve, who else we have back there?
All righty. Up next, I'm going to bring on Thomas Schaefer. And Thomas, if you can unmute yourself, I see you're muted, so just make sure you unmute. And if you can let everybody know a little bit about you and your question for Ari, that would be great.
Hi there. Hi, Ari. I'm Thomas Schaefer, and I'm a financial advisor, financial planner, and a recent convert to Unlock the Sales Game. So question I have is, you know, despite how good we might get with our languaging, we're going to end up with some people that the answer is, it's a no, but it's not a no forever. It's a no, not now. So my question is, it's interesting, the objections were the key here today, is what are some questions to test that in fact is that's all it is a no, not now? And then what would be ways to let that go but not end up with the ghosting issue?
Yeah. So the key behind that, Tom, is what's the truth behind the no? What are they really saying? Are they saying no, it's not a priority to solve my problem right now? Or no, I'm not interested in what you have to offer? See, we don't know what the no even means. Well, we have to get behind that and get the truth behind the no. And now typically, if we're going to hear a no from someone, if we do this right, it's got to be no, I don't want to solve my issue. Not no, I don't want to buy your product. So it all depends how you start the conversation. But what I would do to reframe this, if you're hearing no, now's not a good time. What you can say back is no problem at all. I'm just curious. That's the bridging phrase. I'm just curious. Is it important for you and your family? Is it a priority for you to have your long-term health insurance coverage, make sure that gap is closed in case something happens to you in the event of a situation that comes up, you would surprise you health-wise. Like, you kind of got to go back to the problem, and they got to say to you, no, it's not a priority. Then you know it's a real no, because They don't want to solve their problem. So the real goal here is to sift out whether the no is a no to solving their problem or the no to them being sold a solution. It's a slight delineation between the two, but that all comes from the initial conversation that got us there. So obviously I can't hear the previous calls, but those are some ways to think about this. Does that kind of help a bit?
Oh yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Tom, great to see you again. Always welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. So we are on a roll here with Stump the Guru. Usually we have slots for three or four people to come in during their segment. If anybody else wants to jump in to ask a question, go to stumptheguru.com, jump in live. If not, we'll see you here every month at the same time channel. And it's your chance to really bring anything you're working on that you feel stuck with that can make a difference. And you want a different perspective from a trust-based perspective. If you don't have our book, Unlock the Sales Game, you can pick that up at unlockthegame.com, also with a consultation that comes along with the book. So we're here to help as much as we can. Again, if you're watching this live, you'll also know the recordings of these will be in our podcast at Spotify, Apple. You can download, listen to in the car, exercising, wherever you're at. Steve, anyone else we have in the wings out there?
So we're going to go two for two month to month where we bring somebody back for a second question. So as everybody knows, there's a private chat on the back end when you come to be on the show that I help navigate with everybody. And Bob has a second question, so we're going to bring Bob Donovan back on.
Beautiful, Bob. Welcome back.
Yeah, well, thanks. What we're attempting to do, and I'm looking for a little bit of sales input. I haven't had an objection yet because I haven't asked a question. But we've gone out and we started to interview some shakers and movers in the area, and we're putting them in the can for a podcast. No charge to listen to the podcast. It'll be about a half hour of local dignitaries, philanthropists, people of that nature, giving motivational stuff, how they came to this coast of Florida, et cetera, et cetera. We have 6,000 people in our database that have been donors and things of that nature through the years. A bunch of them on LinkedIn and things of that nature. So what I want to do is to use that as a way of going out and getting a sponsor and saying to a sponsor, you know, you're giving all the time. Everybody's coming around begging for money. And what are you getting out of it besides a good feeling? I'd like to give you eyeballs. Would you like to rent some eyeballs from us? Kind of using that approach. In other words, I'm not asking you for money. I'm just saying, why don't you divert some of that? We do advertising expense allocation over to us. And you throw a couple hundred bucks at us every program.
Oh, so you're saying you want to do a podcast. Your guests, you want to be donors, and you're asking the guests to pay you to be on the show?
No, let's say I've got 6,000 people. So I say to the car dealership, you know, everybody takes the newspaper, they look at the headline, they throw it away because it's all bad news. And you're spending a ton on that. I've got 6,000 people driving around right now, and their cars are falling apart. Don't you want to sell them a used car, you know, or whatever? Imagine if you could get their ears and eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're basically selling advertising to your audience.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty straightforward. That's a pretty straight line of sight. So if you do engage a guy who runs a car sales organization or anybody else, it's simply a straight shot in is, would you be open to putting your name, your business, your story in front of 6,000 potential clients? Would you be open to that? What do you mean by that? Well, we have a listenership of 6,000 people on our podcast, and we're always looking for CEOs, entrepreneurs who want to tell their story. And at the end, you're happy for you to offer some kind of next step in the process, way to expose your business to 6,000 high net worth donors who typically, you know, have excess funding to pay for things. Would that be something you'd be interested in, exposing your business to our audience?
Excellent.
If it's a match, they'll jump on it. If it's not a mask, they won't. So that's probably the most simplest way of approaching it, I think, Bob.
Okay, great. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
All right, good to see you again.
All right.
Okay, I think that will bring the show to a close. Thank you so much for joining us today on Stump the Guru. We're here live once a month. You catch recording on podcast now. Just during the month, write down a pad and paper next to your phone or computer any issues that come up in your conversations that you would love an answer for in terms of trust-based languaging and trust-based approach. And we hope to see you soon.
We hope you've enjoyed this month's segment of Stump the Guru and that you've discovered some new trust-based selling strategies that you can apply directly to your sales process. You can get access to Ari's Trust-Based Selling 60-Minute Masterclass at www.unlockthegame.com/video. And if you want to go one step further, you can order his latest book, Unlock the Sales Game, and get a free one-on-one sales growth consultation at www.unlockthegame.com. Before we say goodbye for now, if you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review this podcast. It's easy. Just scroll down to the bottom of Stump the Guru podcast within Apple Podcast until you reach ratings and reviews. Click one of the 5 stars under Tap to Rate to leave a rating. Thanks so much, and we'll see you on the next show.